What kind of work goes on for a scientist during an eclipse? What's there to learn from it?
Well, there are a number of things that we can learn, because the moon is just at the right distance from the Earth so that it can just cover the sun and not cover more than the sun. We have satellites out in space, and we can take pictures of the sun, but to make sure you don't wreck the camera, it tends to cover more than just the bright part of the sun. So we miss some of, well, maybe we'll call it the atmosphere, right outside the edge of the sun, because you can't photograph that very well with normal optical cameras. But because the moon just covers it, we're able to study that part of the sun's atmosphere just over the bright disk of the sun, because all the bright part is covered. What's left, the corona and some of the other parts of the sun's atmosphere, only shine about as bright as the full moon. Still plenty bright, but it's only 1/1,000,000th as bright as the sun itself. So we're able to study that in a way you can't study it very easily when there's not an eclipse.